This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The commander of U.S. forces in Iraq says the insurgency there is shifting its tactics. This comes after eight American and European civilian aid workers were killed in three separate ambushes over the past week. Before that, attacks against Iraqis working with the U.S.-led occupation had been a common occurrence. NPR's Ivan Watson examines last week's killing of two Iraqi sisters who were employed by an American company in the southern city of Basra.
Last Wednesday, Shema and Lika Fala Abdul Karim left work at 7 p.m., much as they had done every night for the past 8 months. A taxi driver picked them up from the headquarters of the British-run Occupation Authority, where the sisters were subcontracted as laundry workers by the American company Kellogg Brown & Root. When the sisters' taxi reached a garbage-strewn vacant lot just a few hundred yards from their house, four masked gunmen stepped out in front of the car. Major Riyad Jawad Khadim of the Iraqi police describes what happened next.
And they stopped the car by shooting one bullet to the car. And the driver stops. They said to the driver to get out of the car. And one of them came near the back door and pulled one of the girls. She refused to be down out of the car. So they shot her in her head and they kill her. The other, they pull her out of the car and put to the ground, and they killed the second woman.
Eyewitnesses say the gunmen then escaped in a getaway car. They left the taxi driver unharmed. At the Abdul Karim house several days after the ambush, women in black robes sat on the floor mourning the loss of the two sisters. Shema and Leka's brother, Haider, says the sisters were killed because they worked for foreigners. He now refuses to let his surviving sister, Isra, go back to her own job as a guard at the same British headquarters.
Of course, now we're afraid that maybe she will be killed too. So we won't let her to go to her job again.
In the wake of the shooting, someone scattered anonymous leaflets around Basra. They denounced the two sisters' quote, treasonous and immoral work, and threatened other Iraqis employed by the occupation authority. Several sources working within the British compound say the attack could have been a so-called honor killing, an ancient tribal punishment carried out because the sisters were said to be having affairs with foreigners within the workplace. British spokesman Dominic D'Angelo would not speculate on the motive.
I have not seen any evidence that this was a matter of honour rather than a matter of politics or religious hatred, or because the women were working with the CPA. And really, I'm going to have to wait until we get the results of a police investigation before we can comment any further on that.
But D'Angelo says the civil administration is looking at ways to improve security for local staff, in part because other Iraqis working with the occupation in Basra have also received threats. For now, the Abdul Karim family is left without the income of two primary bread earners. The sisters' employer, Kellogg, Brown, and Root, would not say whether the family would be compensated. In an emailed statement from the company's headquarters in Houston, a spokeswoman expressed condolences and wrote, "The women were employed by a KBR subcontractor in Iraq and were not on the job when the shooting occurred." Ivan Watson, NPR News, Basra.